This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Top American diplomats clarified on Sunday the United States does not have a policy of regime change in Russia, as supporters and critics of U.S. President Joe Biden played down his declaration that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. Biden's comments in Poland on Saturday also included a statement calling Putin a butcher and appeared to be a sharp escalation of the U.S. approach to Moscow over its invasion of Ukraine. Julianne Smith, the U.S. ambassador to NATO, sought to contextualize Biden's remarks, saying they followed a day of speaking with Ukrainian refugees in Warsaw. Russia's month-old invasion has driven a quarter of Ukraine's population of 44 million from their homes.
In the moment, I think that was a principled human reaction to the stories that he had heard that day.
Smith on CNN's State of the Union program on Sunday.
The U.S. does not have a policy of regime change in Russia. Full stop.
France's foreign minister has said the besieged Ukrainian city of Mariupol is close to becoming like the destroyed city of Aleppo in Syria, while U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told a news conference in Jerusalem that Biden was making the point that Putin couldn't be empowered to wage war, but Blinken said any decision on Russia's future leadership would be, quote, up to the Russian people. Republicans in the United States flatly said Biden's remarks amounted to an unfortunate blunder. The top secretary on the Foreign Relations Committee, Senator James Risch, said on State of the Union as well that he had wished Biden stayed on script. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Food Program warns food is getting harder to find in Ukraine as the war grinds on, forcing people to resort to extreme measures. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Ukraine, a country of 44 million people, is running out of food. The World Food Program estimates 45% of the country's people are worried about finding enough to eat. WFP calls the country's food supply chain broken. Spokesman Thompson Feary says the systems to feed the tens of millions of people trapped inside Ukraine are falling apart.
It is getting desperate. Desperate times are calling for desperate measures. They are reducing food portions. They are reducing the number of meals they consume. Adults are sacrificing the meals so that the kids have something to put in their bellies.
Feary says supermarkets are empty and warehouses drained of food stocks. He says families in embattled areas are having greater problems finding food, especially in the eastern Ukrainian city of Mariupol, which has been nearly razed to the ground.
Lack of access to conflict hit areas and a lack of humanitarian partners on the ground are the biggest obstacles to providing life-saving assistance to families inside of Ukraine. The encircled city of Mariupol is running out of its last reserves of food and water. No humanitarian aid has been allowed into the city since it was encircled on 24th of February.
Feary says WFP has deployed enough food supplies to assist 3 million people inside Ukraine for a month. He says the agency is stockpiling food in several areas of the country in anticipation of escalating fighting in some major cities. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
El Salvador's Congress granted the president the right to declare a state of emergency early Sunday amid a wave of gang-related killings over the weekend. 14 people were killed Friday and 62 people died Saturday, a scale of violence that has not been seen in years. By comparison, there were 79 homicides in the entire month of February in El Salvador. The president announced the request Saturday in his social media accounts, and Congress approved the declaration of emergency early Sunday. Recapping our top story, top American diplomats clarified on Sunday the United States does not have a policy of regime change in Russia, as supporters and critics of President Joe Biden played down his declaration that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. Biden's comments in Poland on Saturday also included a statement calling Putin a butcher and appeared to be a sharp escalation. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.